This is today's Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH. Steve Alexander has the report coming right up.
On a livestock operation, no 2 days are the same, from the weather to those to-dos that need to be to-dones. You should expect the unexpected.
We gotta lose.
Case IH helps with equipment that's durable, versatile, and highly efficient, like our Maxim tractors, available in 5 models with 3 transmission options, plus over 150 easy-to-switch attachments, because even though you got through today, there's always tomorrow. Case IH. Rethink productivity. More at caseih.com/livestock.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
And now here's Steve.
Thank you, Max. Let's begin with a little bit of inspiring news. You know, we hear so much every day about how a lack of integrity has resulted in unfortunate actions by all sorts of people, you know, politicians, entertainers, athletes. But an abundance of integrity is why a high school senior is making news. Kate Winja finished first overall in the South Dakota State Championship Golf Tournament, the second year in a row that she had the low score, and her team won the title, too. But then Kate realized she had made an error on her scorecard, and knowing what the result would be if she reported it, she did so. She was disqualified, and her team had to settle for a second-place finish. But wow, don't you admire her integrity, her honesty? There was a welcome home party scheduled last night in Minnesota for a high school student who won a contest in Dubai, the first American ever to win the competition for reciting the Quran. 17-year-old Abdul Muhammad beat over 100 other contestants from around the world. He began memorizing the Quran when he was a child, and it paid off. First prize, $68,000. The suicide rate in Minnesota has been gradually increasing in recent years, and funding for the state's suicide crisis hotline has been gradually decreasing to the point now where the hotline is shutting down at the end of the month. It is out of money, and the state legislature has not come through with more. Calls will be routed to an out-of-state crisis center. I am at the Midwest Digest microphone today because Max is in Des Moines, Iowa for the World Pork Expo. He is covering it for his TV show, This Week in Agribusiness. And Max reports that a U.S. Department of Agriculture official spoke to the Pork Association leaders yesterday, reassuring them that he and his colleagues at the USDA understand the importance of trade to America's pork producers. Undersecretary of Agriculture Greg Iabaugh said that they fully recognize at USDA the anxiety that the pork industry is going through right now with trade retaliation against our pork shipments. Mexico, our number one pork customer, issued a $3 billion retaliatory tariff this week. Max says you can't understate how important this issue is, with over one quarter of all pork produced in the United States being exported. That is your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.